back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Alan Erdman, President and CEO of Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri. Good morning, Alan.
Andy, it's nice to be here. Happy Wednesday to you.
Thank you. To you as well. Thanks for coming over and spending some time with us in the studio. It's always fun to have you in the studio here and talk about what's going on with Lutheran Family and Children's Services. For our listeners who aren't familiar with Lutheran Family and Children's Services, tell us about the organization. What is LFCS?
Sure. Actually, LFCS started back in 1868, and we were the first Lutheran orphans home of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Wow.
And for those of you who are familiar with West County Shopping Center, St. Paul's Lutheran Church is kitty corner to West County. And right next to that is DePere City Hall. And DePere City Hall is actually one of the original buildings of the Lutheran Orphans Home.
Really?
Yeah. Now, long about from 1868 to 1968, orphanages were how we cared for kids. Mm-hmm. And then the prevailing philosophy changed from orphanages to foster care. So in our undivined wisdom, because I'd own my own shopping center today if we hadn't sold that property, the agency became a multi-service agency. Mm-hmm. Today, we offer counseling at 9 different sites in the St. Louis community. We are one of the largest child welfare and adoption agencies in Missouri. We're one of 5 Hague-accredited agencies, which means that we do international adoption. We have a very large community services program that has over 600 kids in it in the city of St. Louis. We're also your FEMA disaster responders. We own a daycare center in North County, and we have offices in Columbia, Springfield, and Cape Girardeau.
Wow.
So it kind of keeps us busy, Andy.
Yeah, yeah. And do you have counselors all over, I believe, don't
you?
Yeah,
well, actually, thanks to the St. Louis County Children's Tax Fund, 3.5 years ago, we passed a quarter-cent sales tax in St. Louis County. And so now there's $50 million a year that goes into St. Louis County for kids 19 years of age and younger. And we're very fortunate because we now have about 41 school counselors in not only every Lutheran school in St. Louis County, but also in Hazelwood, Melville, Bayless, U City. The list kind of goes on and on. But it's really something to see the help these kids are getting. And I'll just give you an example. Is every time something happens in a school, we have to fill out critical incidents reports. And I have about 47 of those I signed last week. The first 16 were all kids who we stopped from committing suicide. Okay, and I mean, I'm talking kids that have plans, you know, kids that are thinking through this. And luckily, most of them tell a friend, and the friends are smart enough to go tell a teacher or somebody else, and we're able to do an intervention with these kids. But, you know, we see a lot of bullying, kids who cut on themselves. It's a pretty serious stuff out there, and it just makes me feel good to know that God has us there to help those kids. You know, that we're there to bring them healing and hope, and to let them know that there can be a tomorrow and a future for their lives.
So you have really an opportunity to serve all over. LFCS serves all over the St. Louis area, well, all over Missouri. You said you have offices around the state as well.
We do.
And providing services like this. So you're right. You cover a variety of things, not just counseling, adoption, foster care, you name it, in really supporting families and children in this area.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the family takes a whole lot of different shapes in this day and age. You know, I hate to say it, but one of the biggest increases in our child welfare and adoption work is in grandparents seeking the guardianship of their grandchildren. And if you don't know, I'm making a comment about drugs here.
I see.
Of how devastating drug use is in the Christian family in this day and age. And, you know, these grandparents here, they're supposed to be living the golden years. And because they're caring grandparents, they're instead caring for grandchildren.
So they're kind of taking on a second round at being parents all over
again.
Yeah,
and you don't have quite the energy you do that second time around.
But you do have the experience.
Yes, you do.
So you have a little bit better idea of what to expect that time around,
yeah,
I guess.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, thanks be to God that you're there and can help families with that when they're in that time of need and in time of crisis and situation where that they can have the professional support that you provide. Well, tell us, what's going on with LFCS these days? You've got quite a bit going on. You just had a big event.
These are exciting times. We just wrapped up our golf tournament this last Monday down at Forest Park, and just a special thank you to the more than 120 folks who came out.
Wow.
And I also want to say a thank you to First Bank. They sent out tons of volunteers.
Yeah.
And that it's really neat to watch these people come out and support what we do. And the exciting thing is everybody was out there not only to have fun, but we know that all the money that we raise goes back to help people. And that just has got to make you feel good. It's also an exciting time for Lutheran Family because we are getting ready to move. We have, for the last 13 years, been at 8631 Delmar, right down at I-170 in Delmar, and we simply ran out of space, ran out of room, and if you've ever been down there, you know we don't have enough parking. And so we had an opportunity to sell that building. In June 30th, we are moving over to 9666 Olive Street, which is the Olivet Corporate Center, and we will be open for business there July 7th. And plan to be there at least 11 years because that's how long the lease is.
Now, does this mean that there will be, in terms of services and things like that, will things kind of be put on hold for a little bit during that move, during that transition?
4 days.
4 days, that's it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the real trick is in getting all the technology set up.
Right, yeah.
Because as I sit here in your radio studio, you know, if you didn't have all this, you wouldn't be broadcasting. Well, the second the computers go down, you might as well close the door.
Oh, we understand. We understand. Well, we went through a move about, you know, a little under a year ago when we moved from our studios in Clayton over at Concordia Seminary to here at the International Center. And that was a pretty big move for us, too. And moving technology for broadcasting is just as challenging.
I can't imagine. But we have tremendous IT people, mm-hmm. Lutheran Family, David White and his crew, and they've already got it planned out on how to set it all up and get it all going, and they're very smart, you know, because they say, "And please stay out of our way."
Right. You know? Sure. They've got to have a plan, and I don't want to get in the way of that plan.
Very much so.
So, making the move in June, ready to go in July, and open. And so you said this new site will allow for more parking, more
well, not
more
only
space
parking,
for staff.
We'll probably have about almost 10,000 more square feet of space. Our staff, when I got to Lutheran Family 22 years ago, we had a staff of about 42 people. Mm-hmm. We employ 180 people statewide today.
Wow.
You know, and so we've grown, we've adapted, and it's really neat because it's given us opportunity after opportunity to serve God's people. You know, for instance, we just passed the Putting Kids First referendum down in Columbia, Missouri, in Boone County. And so there will be an expansion of services in Boone County for kids 19 years of age and younger. We have this on the ballot down in Cape Girardeau for August 8th. And so we're hoping that it rolls out there too, because there's nothing that makes my heart happier than to know that kids are getting the help they need so that they can be the leaders of God's church in our communities tomorrow.
And who are the types of, what are the different types of positions? Obviously, we talked about counselors. What are the other folks that work at Lutheran Family and Children's Services? What are the various roles that people serve in?
Well, for instance, in child welfare, mm-hmm. you have case managers, you have therapists who work with single expectant parents. You have people who work with foster care. You have people who work with the babies. There's a quite a range of child welfare. You know, you have people who work specifically in international adoption. You have people who work in special needs adoption. You have people who do guardianships. It's quite a portfolio of skills. And it's really kind of neat to watch because that's one way that God brings families together. I'll tell you a quick story.
Sure.
From that I told this at the golf tournament the other night, that a year ago we had an adoption where a 17-year-old mother was putting up twins for adoption.
I saw the picture.
Okay.
Just adorable.
Uh-huh.
Is that it?
Yeah, that might have been the one. So anyhow, when we do an adoption, we have a candelabra with three candles in it, mm-hmm. and we light the first candle and we pray for the foster mother who's cared for these babies, mm-hmm. you know, while we've gone through all the logistics of everything. Well, after we lit that first candle, this biological mother who's holding her son and daughter takes the little daughter, mm-hmm. hands it to the new father, and says, "This is your new daughter." And so then we lit the second candle for that biological mother and prayed for her. Hmm. And she takes that little boy and hands it to the mother and says, "This is your new son."
Wow.
Okay. And I mean, well, yeah, there were not too many dries in the room that day. But that's how God brings families together and how God cares for families. And, you know, that's really a hard thing in this day and age, because I don't know who's all out there in radio land, but any woman who puts babies up for adoption is a brave mother.
Right, absolutely.
A very caring mother, because it really takes something to say, somebody else can raise my child better than me and can give my child more opportunity than me and can love this baby more than me. Mm. And that is not an easy place to get to.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. You have to be brave
to do that. You know, you ask about other roles. Well, we have a tremendous community services division, and they run two programs there, the Call Mentoring program that works with kids in the many apartment complexes and stuff. And then they also do the Step Up evidence-based curriculum that's in many schools to help kids learn about, you know, how to get ready for college, how to take care of themselves. For the young girls, there's an abstinence-only program. There's just a whole different ways that we try to do interventions to get kids where they need to be. Because, you know, one of the things in the newsletter there was talking about what you should do with your kids this summer.
and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah. Send them to camp for 7 weeks, you know. But these people in the Step Up program work with all that. And then we have all of the disaster folks. You know, and disaster work kind of blows up and goes down depending upon what's going on. So we have, you know, many behind all the program people, then you have, you know, development officers and IT and accounting and HR and all those things we didn't have 20 years ago.
So you're certainly growing and expanding and in order to meet the needs of families and children today. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue the conversation. I want to talk about some of those ideas for teens for this summer and other events coming up with Lutheran Family and Children's Services right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO. Stick around for more right after this break.
God said, I, even I, am He, who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. A beautiful assurance for you and me from the one who gave you the God-man of Calvary. I'm Mark Hawkinson. Join me for scripture, music, trivia, stories on the lighter side, encouragement from God's side. That's Moments of Assurance weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, underwritten by Mid-American Coaches.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely, it's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
Do you have a reason to reach out to us at Worldwide KFUO? Is there a piece of communication you'd like for us to receive? It's not hard to reach us. Our street address is KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. If you missed it, the street address is found at the bottom of our homepage online, kfuoam.org. Every day we bring you the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and song. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This week on Lamplighter Theater.
I've come to say goodbye.
Goodbye? What do you mean?
Oh, haven't you heard? Your father is... he's given me the sack.
What? I can't wait to take you to church, Mummy.
I'll never see a church again.
But why not?
Rosalie, don't you understand, my darling, what I'm trying to tell you?
Don't miss the next Lamplighter Theater here on this station.
Saturday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, the Reverend Alan Erdman, President and CEO of Lutheran Family and Children's Services. And before we went to the break, we were talking about a number of things going on with LFCS. And one of the things you mentioned was how to keep teens out of trouble this summer, which is in your newsletter this month as well, your recent newsletter. there are lots of ways to get into trouble as teens during the summer. Even as adults, there are probably lots of ways to get into trouble during the summer. How do we keep teens out of trouble during the summer?
Well, Andy, if I had the definitive answer, I wouldn't be here. I'd be on Jay Leno's show or something like that. But, well, let's say a couple things about that, okay? Is that it's not just keeping teens out of trouble in the summer. It's how do you engage teens, period. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I'll say is it's important to know your child. And now that may sound like duh, you know.
Sure.
We should. You would be amazed at the parents who spend less than an hour a week with their children. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the first thing about dealing with kids in the summer is know your child. I could have two 15-year-olds and I'm going to have to treat them in very different ways. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or the way that I'm going to treat an eighth grader is very different than the way I'm going to treat somebody who's getting ready for their senior year in high school. The first thing, you know, that really comes to my mind about teens in the summer is you've got to create some structure for them. Okay. That there's nothing worse than a teen who is allowed, and I'm sure the lights on the phone will light up here, but somebody who's allowed to stay in bed till 2 p.m. and stay up till 3 a.m. with no parameters, no structure, no accountability. Mm-hmm. I mean, our lives don't work like that. And in some very simple ways, we need to bring those kind of concepts to kids. Important things, you know, summer is a time when families can have a little extra time together. You know, to go on a vacation,
mm-hmm. right?
Go to the zoo, go down and spend $1 million seeing the Cardinals play. You know, no, I was down there last night to watch them play, and they're looking better. But it really is a time to do things as a family mm-hmm. or to take a simple trip. You know, a lot of what you do with kids in the summer depends upon the resources you have. You know, I'm a big proponent of camps. Okay, but camps are also expensive. But maybe you can find day camps for your kids. There are a couple service kinds of things that kids can do where they donate one day a week to go out and help other people. But to really give your kids some opportunities to do something other than play video games. The worst kind of scenario for a kid in the summer is a kid who's left alone with a computer. That you really need to, again, I'll say it, kids probably shouldn't until they're seniors in high school have a computer in their bedroom. That those computers should be in public places where, you know, they can do what they need to do, but people know what they're doing on those computers. So, you know, there's a whole different bunch of perspectives on what to do with kids during the summer. A lot of it is also understanding the emotional makeup of your kid. Some kids can be very happy reading, mm-hmm. okay? Other kids, you can put a book in front of them, and 4 minutes later, they're going to go, what are we doing now? Okay, and again, it goes back to that whole question of understanding your child. And the way we understand our children is by spending time with them.
Sure. And when you were talking about the resources you have, time is probably the one of the most important resources. The more time you can get with your child.
It's an excellent point by you. Yeah. When you look at how many families in this day and age, just to continue our lifestyles, you know, mom and dad are walking out the door at 6:45 or 7 a.m. and they're coming home at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. You know, well, what's happening with those kids? You know, you've seen the statistics that kids spend more time with their school teachers than they do their mom and dad. You know, and so for parents, the parental commitment has to be that they take the time to do stuff with these kids, get them involved in things. Mm-hmm. You know, for a lot of kids, summer is that time when you play baseball or you swim on, you know, a swim team or something fun like that. But get the kids involved in that stuff. The one other piece to this, and that is know who your kids are hanging around with. Okay? Mm-hmm. That in a day and age of cyber everything, we can meet all kinds of people, and some of them may not be good for us. And so it's really important to know who your kids are talking to, you know, who are they on Facebook with, who are their friends on Facebook. And even back to the accountability thing, to make sure you know where your kids are. You know, that if your kids say, you know, I'm going out somewhere, then they need you need to know where they are. And there needs to be a way via, you know, Twitter or text or whatever floats your boat that they're checking in with you so that there's a good open line of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Probably last thing that I'm a believer in is that kids know how you're going to respond in advance. You know, that if you step over the line as a child, that you know in advance what I'm going to do. That I don't give you the old, well, I'm going to think about this and get back to you, and then we overreact. But that your kids know what the parameters of that relationship are, and they know how you're going to forgive them and love them, and that there's no way you will give up on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what an important message that is in this day and age, that kids know they're unconditionally loved by God, but also unconditionally loved by their parents. Because there's, you know, we see a lot of stuff out there that isn't so unconditional.
Sure, showing love and being loving. At the same time, as you said, setting parameters because you love, setting parameters or limits and making sure that children know what those limits are, making sure they know what those parameters are and what the expectations are if they cross that, if they go beyond that those limits and that they're still loved, but there are consequences to going outside those parameters.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All great ideas, great help for us as we're thinking forward toward the summer and planning for the summer. I like the point that you made. Structure is helpful. It doesn't mean that every minute has to be structured. You can structure for recreation and fun and play and those types of things, but there's some sort of structure to it so that your child knows what the expectations are, so there's an agreement on, you know, an understanding of what those expectations are, not staying up till 3 a.m. and nobody else knows what's going on during those times.
Yeah. You know, and it's fascinating. A lot of times parents plan for their kids, but they do one thing. They never go to their child and say, what would you like to do this summer? Which is, you may find out some things you never knew.
Sure.
I'll give you an example. As I knew one young man, his daddy had him signed up for all this stuff, you know, sports. And they finally asked him, what do you want to do this summer? He said, I want to go to art camp. And that's what he really loved.
Sure.
You know, so again, back to know your kids and
mm-hmm.
you know what they like.
And the only way you can do that is by having time together and having conversations together. Yeah.
Yep.
That communication certainly is important, and that's something we talk about a lot on Faith and Family. I'm sure we'll continue to cover those conversations and talk about summer stuff coming up pretty soon on Faith and Family. Speaking of Faith and Family, we had a while back, we had some guests from Lutheran Family and Children's Services, some foster moms who've been with Lutheran Family and Children's Services for a while, and one of them featured in this month's newsletter is Linda Scherer.
Linda is a wonderful person. If I've been out in her home a number of times, and on the wall of the baby room, she has pictures of all the kids she's ever cared for. And it's really amazing because mm-hmm. a lot of our foster moms and dads will take a picture of the baby they're caring for every day and put those in albums. And so it's kind of like those calendars, you know, where you put the stickers, you know, baby first ate oatmeal on this day and baby did this on that day. Well, they put these albums together so that when a family comes in and adopts a baby, they can see how every day of that baby's life has gone from the moment it was born until the moment they adopted it. And so they don't miss any of that. There, you know, there might be somebody out there in Radio Land today who would like to think about being a foster parent,
mm-hmm.
okay? And people ask me, well, what does it mean to be a foster parent? And I kind of say it's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together, that foster parents find the four corners of life for a child and all the straight pieces, and then you trust that as that baby is adopted, God will color in that picture. But being a foster parent is a wonderful ministry. It really gives you a chance to help a child start off in the mm-hmm. right way in this world. And then you've done your part and you go on to another child and another child. We've got some people who have had over 60 kids in their homes.
Oh, sure. We talked with three or four moms that day, and they all had just amazing stories. And yeah, Linda here has fostered 59 children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably since this, who knows, probably more than that.
Well, and the amazing thing is Linda is in touch with a couple of those kids yet, mm-hmm. and the families that adopted them. And she is an important part of mm-hmm. their lives. And so it's a wonderful ministry Linda does.
Certainly. And it takes, as we were talking about this earlier, it takes a special person who can really understand where they fit as part of that puzzle, or where they fit in that picture for that child's life. They're there to care for them and while they're waiting for their forever family. Mm-hmm. And that's important.
We have on our boards a number of people who are former foster parents and a number of adult adoptees. Mm-hmm. And it's really heart-rending to hear these stories. I'm not going to name anybody, but we have one man on our operating board who actually met his biological mother when he was 42 and was at her bedside when she died.
Wow.
Okay. And, I mean, that's a story mm-hmm. of how lives come back together. I'll tell you one other interesting adoptive story, and that is we have a young man coming on our board in June. And he was adopted from the state of Wisconsin. And he said, sometimes you never understand the ripple effect of adoption. Everybody's kind of going, what does that mean? And mm-hmm. he says, well, my mother was 15 when I was born, and a Lutheran pastor helped her put me up for adoption. And I was adopted down to, I think, here to Missouri. Okay. He said, my 15-year-old mother went on to get her PhD and become the state mental health czar for the state of Wisconsin, and in the process got married, had a daughter, and she's a thoracic surgeon today. And he said, that would have never happened if I hadn't been adopted. So the ripple effect mm-hmm. of you never know how God is putting that plan together. But what a privilege it is to care for families and children.
Wow. Well, I know you have, we've got just about a minute and a half here. I know you have an event coming up in August that's kind of an exciting big deal.
We have the Helping Hands Auction coming up August 23rd, and we're really excited. Our chairs for that event, Laura and Jeff Hollingsworth, the Hollingsworths actually chaired last year's auction also, and I mean, had such a good time, and they are such tremendous leaders that they are going back to do it again for us this year. And this year, we're moving to the Four Seasons downtown. Should have been an incredible event, and I invite you all out there in Radioland, go take a look at our website, which is lfcsmo.org, lfcs.mo.org, or else give us a call at 787-5100. You know, maybe there's somebody out there this morning. Maybe you want a little help plan in the summer with the kids. We can do that. Any child who lives in St. Louis County, we can see for free.
Outstanding.
Okay? And so, mm-hmm. you know, let's say that again. If you have concerns about your kids' behavior, mm-hmm. their grades, if there's something going on you don't feel good about, call us. That's why God has us here, is to support your family and your kids. That number is 787-5100.
Very good. Or lfcsmo.org. We've been talking with the Reverend Alan Erdman. He's president and CEO of Lutheran Family and Children's Services. Always great to check in with you, Alan. Thanks for coming
over
today. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Derek Roberts from Praise Lutheran Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Stick around for the study of God's Word coming up in just a little bit on Worldwide KFUO.